This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, that means everybody, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, we have the professor of politics out there in California, where it's in the 40s. I've got 60 degrees right here in cloudy, where I'm at in Tampa. That's about 20 degrees warmer than what it was last night at this time. Woo-hoo. All right, Kyle Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And here we go.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, I found something new to play with.
I like that one. It's Michael Buffer, the legendary.
The legendary Michael Buffer.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's go back to talking about some of the stuff that we had going on here. Oh, by the way, my little pundit discussion comment for this hour is, how about this one?
Yeah?
I don't like political jokes, but a lot of them get elected. You know who said that?
Who said that?
Will Rogers.
Well, that actually sounds pretty good, like Will
Sounds
Rogers.
Just like him.
That's right.
All right, well, Russia claims credit as five nuclear powers have endorsed the Reagan-Gorbachev stance on no nuclear war. Somehow or another, that came up yesterday.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, obviously, you know, nuclear war is incredibly unthinkable. Unfortunately, because of the way that things were going, you had to think about it, for lack of a better expression. But where Reagan was able to really make an impact on history was because he wanted the Russians at that time, the Soviets, to understand you're not going to win this thing. Nobody's going to win this thing. And he had to negotiate from a real position of strength. And certainly bringing in SDI, Captain, I remember I saw an interview with Gorbachev years later. Gorbachev said he knew the end was near, just paraphrasing here, and it was all at Reykjavik because Reagan stood his ground. and Gorbachev knew he couldn't, he, they couldn't outspend, they couldn't outdo, they couldn't keep going the way they were going.
Okay, now last hour we talked about the fact that Schumer was not going to be able to change the rules in the Senate. We explained why. And then Johanna sent us this information, which I'm going to read word for word, and then I'm going to tell her again why this isn't going to happen. The most straightforward way to eliminate the filibuster would be to formally change the text of the Senate bill, Rule Number 22, the cloture rule that requires 60 votes to end debate on legislation. Here's the catch. Ending debate on a resolution to change the Senate standing rules requires the support of two-thirds of the members present and voting, which brings the word quorum into play. Now, absent a large bipartisan Senate majority that favors curtailing the right to debate, a formal change in Rule 22 is extremely unlikely. There's another reason for it, too, Kyle. It's called the quorum. Tell us about that.
Well, in order to have a quorum, the Senate needs to have 51 senators.
That agree.
In the Senate, that's right. They can't conduct business unless they have a quorum. However, and here's an interesting thing, Captain. The Senate does presume a quorum exists unless somebody calls for a roll call or a quorum call is given.
And I would do that the second they wanted to call for a quorum, because someone would have to fess up and say they were there.
if they didn't do it,
then it wouldn't count. And by the way, they don't have 51 senators. So that would mean they would have to have Republicans. And all we've heard from the Republicans since the beginning on all of this is none of them are going to support this.
No, I don't even think we'd see a crossover from Romney or, you know, somebody like that. It's just the stakes are just too high. One would hope that nothing like that would happen. But right now, the focus continues on Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. No amount of arm twisting has done anything. And so you got to wonder, maybe this is why Charles Schumer looks like he's so upset.
Half the Senate is up for reelection. And it would mean some Republicans coming over, some Democrats coming over. Some Republicans coming over to add to the, to give them that 51 for the cloture. It's just not going to happen.
Charlie Schumer
can dream all he wants. It's not going to happen.
Well, and he is blustering a lot. I think they're literally trying.
Gee, imagine that.
Yeah, well, they're trying anything they can, Captain. They're trying to bring up this idea. They love the idea that it's the anniversary of January 6th. They think that they're going to sort of make people think, unless we pass the federalization of elections, that we're all doomed. And Eric Swalwell said this might be the last election
right.
in America. That kind of stuff.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're going to break. We're going to come right back, and when we do, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Plenty more coming our way. 877-969-8600. If you want to opine.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Alrighty, welcome back. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. We'd like to welcome everybody that's listening and tuning in. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, I had to take an extra Relief Factor packet tonight because my foot and my ankle was really bothering me because I came down really hard on it today. And I just took a look at it a little while ago, and it's swollen again, but it'll go down. I got my foot elevated. It'll go down when I get home and take my shoe off and all that stuff. But the Relief Factor, the reason I take it, number one, is because it works. I've been taking it for 7 years. And number two, because it's 100% drug-free. And I kicked Mobic and Flexeril right out of my life for a good reason, because it had side effects. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 is what's in Relief Factor, and it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. And by the way, whatever the pain is you got, it'll take care of, because it goes right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. All are good for you, so you're doing what you should be doing. Now, it costs $19.95 to get started on a three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the $19.95 three-week quick start. See what it'll do for you in that three-week time. And I'd be willing to bet you'll be feeling a lot better. And if you want to get on automatic delivery, it'll go on automatic delivery. And that's it. End of story. No harm, no foul. If you want to get off, you can do that too. All righty. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have got some interesting news here about Nancy Pelosi. And apparently, a number of people are leaving her staff, because the reports are that she is going to resign after she gets whooped her party loses control of the House of Representatives. She does not want to be the minority leader again.
Well, no, of course not. I think that she does see the handwriting on the wall, as it were. The word retirement being, quote, imminent is part of the report, but I don't know that it would mean that she would retire, you know, in the very near term. I think she probably would wait till the these elections are over in November. But it's interesting, Captain, the part of the report states that her campaign executive director, Jorge Aguilar, has announced that he's going to join a bipartisan government relations firm in Washington called The Group. So, you know, people are starting to head for the exits, evidently, knowing that, you know, that they won't be needed most likely after the election.
Yeah, and that's a good move on their part. By the way, got a message here. It's a direct message from Sam the Paper Man. Haven't heard from him in a coon's age. He's saying, good morning, Captain. There's a new truck driver out there. He's been out there now maybe about 8 months. He goes by the name of Augie Dog. Just wanted to give him a shout-out and tell him to be safe. Thanks, Captain. Have a good day. Okay, well, Sam the Paper Man, we just did that, so you keep on listening, too. I think he only delivers the paper one day a week now, maybe two. Because they cut the delivery way, way back on these newspapers around here anyway.
Well, yeah, all over the place, I think. Yeah, that's right.
And by the way, couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of New York Times people.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, no, it's great to know that there's a new trucker out there. That's great.
Yeah, you betcha. Okay, now, back to where we were. Mandating the COVID vaccine has not stopped the disease from spreading. Joe Biden is full of horse feathers. I'll use that word instead of what I was thinking. He's full of horse feathers by thinking anybody's going to buy the lie that he's trying to sell anymore. That's another reason why he's down in the toilet with his numbers.
Well, that's right. Well, so many people, Captain, have come to see Joe Biden as somebody who's not leading, who doesn't have taking the country in the right direction, you name it. And certainly, now remember, when the campaign was on, Trump versus Biden, the whole thing was, Trump doesn't have a plan, I've got this great plan, we're going to manage COVID better, and that was evident in some of these exit polls and so forth, that people had the notion, at the very least, the perception that somehow Biden was going to manage this whole thing a whole lot better when it came to COVID. And, of course, we've had more COVID deaths in the Biden administration than under Trump, of course, but it's now coming back with a vengeance, at the very least in the sense of the transmission. Disability, and Joe Biden seems to be caught like a deer in the headlights with this whole thing.
Yeah, well, he is a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, well, because...
Actually, he's more like a, moose in the headlights.
Yeah, well...
You ever seen a moose when you put the headlights on him?
No.
They'll stand there, they'll take a look at you, and if you're stupid enough to blow the horn, if you got a truck and it's an air horn, they'll charge the truck because they don't like that air horn.
Oh wow!
I had one do that to me. Rammed his horns into the radiator. I was up in the middle of nowhere in Maine, and all of a sudden I was sitting there with no water in the radiator, and a moose walked off and said, "Take that!"
Oh wow!
Yeah, that actually happened. Okay, well, Chucky Schumer, of course, this threat that he's making. We just explained how that works and the quorum and all that sort of stuff. It's not as easy as it sounds, so he can make all the threats he wants, but I don't think he's going to be able to do what he wants. By the way, the former Surgeon General yesterday, General Adams, said rapid tests are very good at telling whether or not you are actually infectious, when he was talking about how the government's trying to get all these tests done as quickly as they can to find out the positive nature of this and the positive nature of that. But keep in mind, even though they're calling it coronavirus and making it sound like it's a life-threatening epidemic that's out there, it's the Omicron.
Well, it's the Omicron variant, which seems to have very mild symptoms. And but now they're really being faced, Captain, with a lot of issues in terms of the how long should you quarantine, and should you have a test in order to come out of the quarantine? Is it 10 days, but now it's 5 days, and so forth. You've even got the mayor of New York saying, you know, people shouldn't just stay home all the time or work from home, that you can't run the city from home. I mean, this is starting to permeate where people understand that we can't just shut down. But you know this, Captain, there's a city in China that's evidently now completely shut down after they had, I think, 3 asymptomatic cases found. And so if you live in a communist, under the Communist Party, they're going to tell you to stay home, and you have to stay home.
Sure. And by the way, we just heard from Johanna. She was saying, I don't support changing the filibuster. I just pointed out that it can be done with less than a 60-vote number. Yep, that's true. You're right, because of the quorum. They have to have 51 people ahead of the quorum. And she says, I didn't say it'd be easy. I didn't say it would happen. I hope it never happens. Well, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Well, right. Well, this is, well, Harry Reid did this when it came to the 60-vote rule for presidential nominations.
He had the 51 senators.
Well, right. So they used that nuclear option where they question the rule, and then they have a vote on it.
Because I found the number on the senators present for that. It was 54.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had at that time a 57 senators, Democrats.
Yeah, exactly. And but what the problem is that, you know, it's like turnabout is fair play, and once they get that coming back on them, they could backfire.
Okay. The Biden administration has issued a new gun control rule in response to the Michigan school shooting when it comes to securing weapons with a gun lock.
Right. That's right. So this is all part of their Second Amendment issues and so forth, obviously. But you know, the one of the things that the responsible gun owners do, and especially when it comes to the NRA, for example, is they are for gun safety. They don't want a child or somebody to get a hold of it, or somebody who shouldn't have it in their possession.
Okay, well, we have our resident snowman over in East Tennessee chiming in right now. He's saying, good morning. Remember the former Surgeon General Jerome Adams, who said it was patriotic to wear a cloth mask and face coverings, you know, the things that have little or no effect on the spread of the that's true. Again, you want to get a mask, pay the money and buy the N95 mask. And by the way, what we wore in the fire service were the respirator masks, which had a filter on the left and a filter on the right.
Right. Yeah, well, the fact
they cost about $100 a piece, by the way.
Yeah. The fact that they're calling for the N95 masks shows just how concerned they really are.
All right, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren will be right back. We're going to do a little bit more chit-chatting back and forth here. And if you want to call, Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is reassuring parents that if the teachers' unions get their way and return to online schooling, he will make sure they have the proper resources. Ducey has created a program for families who meet income requirements to be eligible for up to $7,000 in child care, school-coordinated transportation, online tutoring, and school tuition. In related news, President Joe Biden announced he's investing more to fight COVID-19.
With more capacity for in-person tests, we should see waiting lines shortened and more appointments freed up. So if you're insured, you can buy the test and get paid for it.
Americans can apply for reimbursements for test kits starting next week. And the CDC recommended on Tuesday that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine recipients get a booster dose 5 months after their second shot instead of the previously approved 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, there was that masked man again. Jeff in Sarasota. He came up to Mission Barbecue yesterday to have lunch with us, and you'll meet him again if you want to come out and say howdy to him and the gang that'll be there Thursday at Mission Barbecue, I'm sorry, Mixon's Grove Cafe down there in Bradenton. That's where we'll be on Thursday of this week. Looking forward to that. That's our monthly luncheon there. We always have a lot of fun there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company, and had some really good news from them yesterday, and they were thanking everybody for the support. And you keeping them in business and taking care of some stuff because they've got some inventory that they're trying to sell and they've marked it down. And you can find out what it is, more about it, by going to MyPillow.com. And while you're there, you'll see a lot of the products on the home page. But where you really see where the rubber meets the road is where you go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. You'll see the logo link there. It's got a big banner. You click on that banner, and away you go, and you're in the Radio Listener Specials page. About 150 items in there with insanely low prices and reductions. What used to be maybe 33% is now 50% or two-thirds or even three-quarters off, and so on and so forth. And you'll see a whole bunch of stuff in there, and you'll be able to take advantage of it. Now, I got a deal on the slippers in there that I bought, so that's why I went there, and I got them at Christmas time. But I think now the slippers are also there for the same price they were at Christmas. But anyway, you'll find all kinds of deep discounts there on the MyPillow.com website. Don't forget, the promo code that you'll need is CAPTAIN. One word, CAPTAIN. That promo code gets you anything there and with the reduced prices and the discounts. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget, if you want to do that and not go on the Internet, you can do that too. Speak to a live person. But the website is MyPillow.com. The promo code is always Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. Go over there, save yourself some money. And I believe this special is going on for the whole month of January. I believe that's what they're doing, keeping the prices low and cleaning out some of the inventory. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a double vaccinated, and I do mean double vaccinated, and we'll get into the mask getup that he was wearing in a minute. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is experiencing symptoms from COVID-19. I believe he's now sitting in place somewhere, quarantining in place. But he not only wears a mask, he wears that shield. Have you seen that?
Yeah, he had the face shield thing on.
He looks like Darth Vader.
I'm glad you said that, because it's almost like, you know, in the Star Wars universe,
yeah,
everybody can wear those masks,
mm-hmm,
and they sort of live in them to some,
yeah,
degree. And maybe, is that where we're headed? I just don't know.
I saw him going to the Philippines, and all the Filipinos, of course, they're short to begin with, and he towered over the top of them, and he looked just like Darth Vader.
Well, you think about now, of course, they're emphasizing the medical grade, N95 masks,
yeah,
basically. Yeah. But one wonders, I mean, what would really actually stop,
yeah,
this thing?
Well, he's charging ahead with the jab policy that's booting defiant holdouts in the branches of the U.S. Armed Forces. In the new year, a new order could be coming from Austin and the Pentagon, requiring booster shots, too. But did you hear what Texas Governor Greg Abbott did yesterday?
What did he do?
He said, and I quote, "As the commander-in-chief of the Texas militia, I've ordered a straightforward order to every member of the Texas National Guard within my chain of command. Do not punish any guardsman for choosing not to receive a COVID-19 vaccine."
Very interesting.
He's come into a direct line of conflict head-on with the federal government and the DOD.
Well, right. Now some would think that this is completely out of kilter, but it is actually,
oh, no,
part of how we, states have rights and state governments have rights and so forth. So, you know, this is, and it can be determined by our,
yep,
our judicial.
And there's
system.
Nothing, yeah, that says they have to have a National Guard to be federally compliant. They can have a state militia. Texas is one of those states. They can have a state militia where the state militia is responsible strictly to the state and goes nowhere unless the government or governor, as the commander in chief, allows them to do such.
Right, and it's unfortunate in the grand sense that there's so much clashing in that sense going on, but this is also how we hammer,
mm-hmm,
out what does the Constitution,
mm-hmm,
say, what does it mean, what does it mean to the,
mm-hmm,
states that are part of the Union.
Now, we have a very interesting development here. Late yesterday, Donald Trump's people announced that he had canceled his January 6th news conference. Now, I will go on record as saying I am absolutely not surprised to hear this.
No, I'm not either. I think that the way that this is being portrayed and played in the media, for one thing, it's like they think they're going to get everybody sort of riled up.
Okay,
again,
I'm glad you said that, because the media is trying to once again prompt a confrontation between us and them. And they're doing everything they can to try to entice people to go anywhere and get out on the streets and create civil disobedience.
Well, sure.
You can see it, you can hear it.
Well, because it's sexy for ratings, basically. You know, that's the whole point, I think, from some of the media perspective, some powers that be in the media.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, though, too, I think President Trump being very savvy about this, because literally anything he comes out and says in a news conference on January the 6th is just going to add fuel to the fire from the media's,
mm-hmm,
perception of everything.
Now, Governor DeSantis, Florida's Governor DeSantis, said, and I quote, "Lockdown politicians have been escaping to freedom in Florida throughout the pandemic," and he welcomes them to come down here.
Well, sure. it's a huge commercial for Florida, you know, in the sense that, hey, wait a minute, why are you leaving the place where you could be locking down or doing whatever restrictions you're doing, but you're coming to Florida?
Now, we talked about the January 6th committee and what's going on there.
Right.
But they want to talk now to Sean Hannity about a text message that he sent to the president's then chief of staff, Mark Meadows.
Well, right, and this is part of the deal of again trying to create these different perceptions and something new. This is a new thing that you got to be outraged about now. Sean Hannity did what? You know, it's that kind of thing. And when in reality, of course, what did Sean Hannity say on his program that night, if I recall correctly? He condemned the idea that people breached the Capitol, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this was, but of course, because this is a partisan committee, and it's not an independent investigation, it's not an independent counsel, you know, it is what it is from just a political perspective, and people see that.
Well, I wasn't there, but I saw all the different television footage that I could find, all of it. I could see hours and hours and hours of it. And I saw the people, somebody there, whoever they were, enticing people to get them inside the Capitol because that's all they had to do to get them charged for criminal trespass.
Well, of course. Of course. And people make their own decisions,
yeah,
too. That's the thing,
yeah,
too. And
now,
so, yeah.
Now, there's a new CNBC poll and more bad news for Joe Biden, as 60% disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. Imagine that.
Well, yeah, I don't doubt it.
55% disapprove of Biden's handling of the pandemic. Imagine that.
Yeah, that's
He's the guy that was going to eliminate it.
That's right.
Yep. And 56% disapprove of the job that Biden is doing just as president.
You know, it's really something because typically you have an incoming president, especially after the divisive 2020 election, although that was fairly unprecedented in modern times. Typically, Captain, a new president, somebody comes in with the notion of...
They have pretty much a year of a honeymoon.
Yeah, the honeymoon, or at the very least, give it a chance to go out there and start doing their vision. That's why they got elected and this kind of thing. But Joe Biden has done everything like the opposite. He hasn't unified. He hasn't managed COVID. He hasn't look at what's happening.
It's because everything has gone backwards, and it's much worse than when he took over. And everybody now realizes, Democrat or Republican, if he just would have left things the way they were and gradually made his changes instead of making these humongous changes like you snap your fingers, we wouldn't have the problems we have now. It's that simple.
Certainly, and he also has sort of let down the American people in terms of what the expectation was for,
yeah,
pardon me, borrowing an expression, but a kindler, gentler country, and he hasn't delivered on that.
And don't forget, it's all about the democracy.
That's right, yeah.
And if you say that, you got to be a Democrat or a moron. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle's going to take us a break. We're going to come right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. There's been a few changes out there. Eric's getting some snow in his backyard, so he better get the shovel ready.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That is Aerosmith from Days Gone By. Love in an Elevator. We had an Aerosmith night tonight, Kyle.
We sure did. That's
and
right.
They were rocking the house, I'll tell you that much.
That's right. Absolutely.
All righty. Well, let's go and just get started with Out West. You got a lot of stuff in the Northwest tonight. Go for it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're checking some active snow right now. So if you're coming down Interstate 15 or heading up Interstate 15 towards Pocatello, Idaho, you've got snow there heading up towards Idaho Falls. Also, coming around southern Idaho as well, Twin Falls, you've definitely got some sleet in that area, and you're going to continue on into some snow as you head up towards Boise, Idaho. Also, Salt Lake City right now looks like they've got some rain and snow that is east a little bit there of Salt Lake City. Otherwise, you've got some sleet, at least according to the weather map right now. Also, we've got some flood watches. Now, this is coming up if you're heading up Interstate 5 to southern Oregon up through Roseburg, Eugene, Salem, all the way up through Portland. You've got a flood watch going on there right now. Seattle, Washington, also Portland and Seattle are going to have rain light to heavy rain as we come in to the next few days as we head towards Friday. You've definitely got a lot of cold temperatures, by the way, up in Montana tonight. Bozeman at -1. You've got Helena at -8. Great Falls, our friends in Great Falls, are at -11 degrees right now. So you definitely want to bundle up. There's no doubt about that. Also, winter storm warning if you're coming west out of Denver along I-70 heading towards Glenwood Springs. That's happening there. Also, winter weather advisory in northern Nevada. So if you're coming up I-80, heading towards Battle Mountain, for example, Elko up through Wells, you're going to have winter weather advisories up there. Generally speaking, throughout Oregon, Washington, you've got winter storm warnings as well. Lots of cloud cover on the satellite, by the way, covering all of Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and parts of northern Nevada.
Okay, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and the tip of Texas there, Amarillo down to Lubbock and over to Plainview. Listen up. About the eastern, maybe one-third of North Dakota right now, certainly up and down I-29 from Minot all the way down to Fargo and down about 40 or 50 miles into South Dakota, you have got a winter storm blizzard warning. Not just a winter storm warning, but a blizzard warning. It's very treacherous trying to go through there. High winds, bitterly cold temperatures, and I don't need to tell you what that'll do for your fuel, and you certainly better have your fuel right before you get anywhere near that part of the country. Now, it's bitter cold in North Dakota tonight, bitter cold in the northern part of South Dakota, down to Sioux Falls. Then it's cold, but not as cold, Sioux Falls south, down into Nebraska. You do have snow coming into Nebraska on I-76 right there where I-80 merges and I-80 back to Wyoming. You've also got some areas of light snow in the central part of Kansas right now. Very cold temperatures in Amarillo over almost all the way to Okie City, and then Lubbock over to Plainview. Right now you've got cold temperatures there. Now, snow in the rest of Minnesota. The winter storm warning and the blizzard warning comes over a little bit into the lower part, the southwestern corner of South Dakota tonight, and it's over in the southeastern, or I'm sorry, Minnesota, and it's over in the southeastern corner of Minnesota down along I-90 and probably somewhere near Rochester down there, Minnesota. Now, also in Iowa, the eastern half of Iowa, you got snow tonight. Bitter cold temperatures off to the west of Des Moines towards Nebraska. You've also got some cold temperatures in the northern part of Missouri. You've got a developing system in Wisconsin, up there in the northern peninsula of Michigan. You definitely have a winter storm warning. Lots of snow over in the eastern side of Michigan, the western side of Michigan, the lower part, the east side of Lake Michigan. You've got a winter storm warning there. You're going to be getting snow in Detroit if you aren't already. And LJ is going to be freezing her tushkas off. And the upper part of Indiana from Indianapolis north, winter storm conditions, conditions likely for that, northern part of Ohio. Then we got to talk about I-80 and I-90 going across into Pennsylvania because, folks, All along that lake tonight, we have a lake effect storm developing as we speak. Buffalo, you're getting it east of Buffalo all the way up to north towards Watertown, up I-81, over into the Tug Hill Plateau, snow. We've got snow all the way from Bangor, Maine, down I-95 into New Hampshire, across, Long Island, southeastern New York, the Catskills, and down towards Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, down into Jersey, on and off, light snow through there, all the way down to the Chesapeake Bay. And then we've got snow kicking up in the mountains right now of Virginia, of West Virginia, of Maryland, and eastern Kentucky, and northeastern Tennessee, right about where Eric is, where he said they got about 3 inches. And it looks like you're going to get another dusting there as this storm that's brewing right now develops and intensifies. It's going to come right across the middle Atlantic and right up the East Coast. So get ready. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right. And, of course, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there and make sure that you take advantage of all the things they have to offer. And join the Drivers Club. Join the Drivers Club. You'll get free coffee and you'll get all kinds of bonus stuff there, too. All right, over to the telephone line we go. And we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. There's a lot of stuff going on tonight, and none is all more discerning than the January 6th thing. You can kind of see what's being set up here. Now, former President Trump canceled his news conference for January the 6th, and I think that's a good thing.
I do, too. And he's going to Arizona the following week.
Yeah, he's got a big rally there. He can do whatever he wants to do there in front of 35,000, 40,000 people, whatever it is, and he'll get it all accomplished there, in my opinion.
Yeah, the left is making January 6th into a constant open wound, and they're not going to let up. They're not going to let up at all. In fact, I think we're doing some kind of a prayer session in the house. And
that's,
you know,
Nancy.
Yes.
And CNN is going to do a special about preserving our democracy.
Correct.
We're not a democracy. I wish somebody get their head out of their butt over there.
True enough. And I can tell you that if what happened on January 6th was, I think Hakeem Jeffries or one of them said it,
uh-huh,
was going to destroy the democracy, then I would say that it's not a very stable or forceful form of government,
if that was
a threat.
Hold that thought, folks. I'm coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle's going to take us a break. So, Kyle, it's your turn.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Oh, it was Jeff in Sarasota. I forgot about that one. Okay. Here we go. We'll be right back.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.